You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday.
It is.
It's great.
What day it is?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
It's a great day in studio because we have a studio and guest. Actually, I have two studio guests today.
We do. Yeah.
A way that a young person serves in a really unique setting during the summer. Yeah. To travel around to some conferences during the summer. So we're going to talk about being a CCV. What is a CCV, you ask? You'll find out. You got to stick around. And Revitality.
Yes.
You like that pause there?
Got to have the dramatic pause.
Revitality with the Reverend Dr. Mark Wood coming up in the second segment. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. I feel like I need to C-U-W. Say that nice and slowly. cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Thanks, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Go Falcons. In studio today, I almost said the Reverend. He's not the Reverend.
He's not a Reverend.
Matthew Kelp. He has served as a CCV. We're going to find out what a CCV is here in just a moment at Higher Things conferences around the country. Matthew, thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thank you for having me, Andy and Sarah. It's my pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you in studio. Learn about what it means to be a CCV. Now technically, you're still a college student. Wait, I shouldn't start it like that. You're still a college student. This makes it sound like you sound like you've been in college.
Still, how long have you been in college? 20 years later.
Not that long.
Hey, are you making fun of me?
I'm on a roll. Do you have anything to throw?
I do.
I know.
Grad student now, right?
Yes, that's right. I am a grad student in construction management at Washington University here in St. Louis.
And while you were in undergrad, though, you encountered this this organization called Higher Things and some Higher Things conferences and events, and got connected with it, with Higher Things, and attended some of the conferences. I know Sarah has attended some as well as a CCV.
I was a CCV back in the day.
I've attended Higher Things conferences, even spoke at a conference way back in the day when y'all were little children. So
I don't think it's that old.
What?
Got an age complex going on right now.
What is a CCV? What?
CCV is an acronym, which Higher Things loves acronyms, by the way.
Yes.
And it stands for College Conference Volunteer. And so CCVs are usually college students or always college-aged people who come and volunteer to help run these Lutheran youth conferences.
So what are some of the things you do as a CCV?
I think the easiest way to explain it is that CCVs help first and foremost with all of the logistical matters for the conference, and those can be quite extensive when you have 800, 900, even as many as 1,300 people at some past conferences. So there's, of course, T-shirts to fold, bags to pack, conference booklets to put in the bags. That all happens on the day before the conference begins, getting everything set up. And then once the conference starts, CCVs run errands for some of the conference staff, drive them places on golf carts, and introduce all of the sectional speakers. There are evaluations that the conference participants are encouraged to fill out, so we have to make a little spiel at the start of each one of those, which is always fun to do. And then the sectionals are fun to attend as well. So that's the main things that
you get to drive a golf cart. You're the envy of everyone at the conference.
I mean, let's talk about golf carts for just a second.
At a conference,
these show up on social media.
Yes, they do.
Like, the golf carts at Higher Things are pretty legendary.
They are. And we had a past CCV that actually brought a church group this time, and he talked about when he was a CCV, they only had one golf cart. This year, we had two golf carts.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty
that
awesome.
Is insane.
But one of ours broke down, and I had to push it using my golf cart in reverse.
There is always a golf cart story.
Well, we joke about it, but generally, Higher Things conferences are at a university campus, a college campus. A few have been at retreat centers as well, but they're on campuses where you're covering a lot of ground.
A lot of ground.
When you know the plenary sessions are here, and you know morning prayer is here, and like no one can see where I'm pointing with my hands, but across campuses, sometimes multiple blocks across campus.
This is very true, Andy. So the golf carts have a real purpose in saving pastors who are wearing vestments and you know people wearing nice clothing and all from getting hot and sweaty, since we're in the Midwest in the humid summertime on these very large, often state university campuses. So yeah, they're fun to drive around, but they're very practical too.
Yeah, that's really fun. What do you appreciate most about being able to go to Higher Things conferences, either as a youth or as a CCV? Because you do have slightly different experiences, but.
You do. Yeah, that's true, Sarah. So I was blessed to get to go twice in 2015 and 2016. As a participant, I was already a college student by that time. And then this year, 2018, as a CCV. So that was my first time being a CCV. And I think the thing that I appreciate the most about the conferences is how Higher Things really seeks to cultivate and grow the Lutheran identity, simply teaching the faith that is firmly rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ to our church's youth and their leaders. This is the primary focus, and it's probably what I appreciate the most about it.
So you went as a participant a couple of times. You saw the CCVs around. You saw the golf carts, and you knew you wanted to be a CCV. Now, I've seen some of the things you drive, and a golf cart is minuscule compared to some of the things that you get to drive.
That's true.
But so I'm sure that wasn't necessarily the draw. But as you participated in the conferences, what was it that drew you back?
Oh, good question. I always had dreams of being a CCV. You touched on that. Actually, I applied to be a CCV my first year, and I didn't get picked. It's a very competitive process, actually.
It is.
I think they have about twice as many applicants as they do have spaces in a typical year. So I wasn't chosen that year, but that was just fine. Actually, it was probably for the better that I got to see a couple of conferences before I jumped in to help run them. So I'm sure that was better. One of the things that all of the participants really talk about and love, and I think is certainly a drawback for most people, definitely me, is the worship. The services at Higher Things include matins in the morning, vespers in the afternoon, evening prayer after supper, and then compline before bedtime, as well as an opening and closing divine service. And to hear 500 to 1,200 young Lutherans loudly singing the liturgy and hymnody of our church, and intently listening to Christ-centered law and gospel sermons, it's just incredible.
Those are some of my favorite memories too. Grand Rapids sticks in my head from back in the day. It's just so cool, because it's like your local church on a Sunday morning times like what 100.
Exactly. Yeah. And so certainly for people from smaller rural churches, they'll often comment on how maybe they never felt like they were part of something so big. Mm-hmm. So that's an awesome thing to see. Happen, these youth realizing, hey, it's not just me out here. There are hundreds of other Christians like me as well.
Yeah. And well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know hopefully it's the same thing, but when I was a CCV, you get really close to these people that you're serving with over 5 days, because it's like blood, sweat, and tears together. I mean, did you find that too, that you got pretty close with the people that you were serving with?
Yes, I think that's typical, and I would certainly say that I did. You know, at the beginning of the week, with the exception of two CCVs and maybe a couple of conference staff, I really didn't know, had never met these wonderful people before. But by the end of the week, you know all of their names. You know, you're good friends with them. You hang out in the dorm lounge talking for an hour or two to unwind at the end of the day before you get, you know, 4 or 5 hours of sleep right. and then get ready to start the next day. Mm-hmm. So that's it's really nice going as a CCV, you have a small group of similarly aged, like-minded Christians to both help out at the conference with and, you know, enjoy the conference with.
You mentioned some of the sessions. You know, the worship is certainly a highlight of the conferences by you know, just by what you've shared in my own experience as well, being able to pray the offices throughout the day and to be able to sing the hymns boldly, as you mentioned earlier. But the learning, the teaching and learning that happens at these conferences, I remember when I attended with some of the youth when I was a parish DCE and thinking, man, some of these sectionals or sessions are much like a college-level theology class. Is that how you would describe it as well?
It really is, Andy. I was very impressed this time, which I always have been in the past too, but this time was they always have wonderful speakers. They are engaging. They capture your attention, hold it through their hour or hour and 15-minute long session. They speak on topics that Christians today need to know about, are interested in, have given feedback on. Pastors and teachers who are experts in these areas speak on them, so that's always a joy. I was privileged to get to introduce, I think, five sectional speakers during my time there, and stayed completely through each session taking notes. That's a highlight of the conferences. As much as the worship services are, it's hard to even pick a favorite part because there are so many wonderful aspects to how we can experience and learn and grow in our faith attending one of these.
How do you think, not only just the faith aspect of it and learning the faith, but how does serving in this capacity help you in your college career and also moving into a professional career?
Well, I would say it certainly teaches leadership and working together in groups through maybe sometimes challenging situations, even if you're mm-hmm. tired or if you have to, you know, run across campus when it's 100 degrees or stand outside directing traffic for 5 hours in the sun while people come in. And not like I did that or anything. No, but it was wonderful. It was all wonderful. So yeah, it really improves your ability, I think, to work in teams, work with others who maybe you don't even know, and of course it's more maybe enjoyable even than a job, because you're all united by the bonds of your Christian faith.
Matthew Kelp, college conference volunteer, CCV with Higher Things. So this last conference was this summer. Still thinking next year, maybe applying next year as well, or is that
I'm aged out. I'm turning 24 this summer, and 23 is the cutoff.
You've maxed out.
Yep. Oh man, chaperone next level. That, gonna level
there
up.
You go.
Opening some doors for other young folks to apply for CCV role next summer with Higher Things. They have what, three or four conferences, five conferences next summer?
And they're all on Concordia campuses.
Uh-huh.
The theme is Concordia, so of course it had to be all on Concordia campuses.
Yeah.
Matthew, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, we learn about Revitality, Congregational Revitalization with Reverend Dr. Mark Wood in the LCMS Office of National Mission. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.